Teaching the Neighbor a Lesson, which was written for me by Insomnia Swede. This one is my favorite that he has written so far. And it might be because the other ones were all F-dom, and this is the first F-sub that he's written. And the reason why the others were F-dom is that I feel like my strength is F-sub when it comes to coming up with ideas and writing or doing improv. So it was nice to have someone helping me with F-dom scripts. But this one, like I said, is F-sub, and I feel like it's been the most my style of the ones that he has written so far. Though all of his scripts have very, very rough action, and they're all a bit sadistic. But I don't know, this one, just, it really hits home for me. I feel like it's been a long time since I've done an audio about a woman who's cheating and is with, like, the alpha. They're definitely nowhere near as depraved as, let's say, Erica and Alpha. But I could see it getting there at some point, or at least a bit more depraved or a bit more rough. You know, he does smack her across the face a lot of times. I don't have that in a lot of my audios, I don't think. The one that automatically comes to mind is one from the Alpha series, from the fourth part. And a lot of people did feel that that one was too violent for them and too intense because of the smacking, I think. Okay, not gonna lie, I was a little surprised by this script and by how rough it was, just because Insomnia Swede is like this, I don't know, he's just like this very sweet, gentle Swedish man who, I don't know, I can't see him writing this. There's something about him where I feel like I can definitely see him writing like romantic stuff. But I think I give him like fun challenges to do. Okay, the face fucking scene. Let's talk about that. There have been lots of instances where I need to cut out parts of face fucking scenes, mainly because I almost throw up. This one, oh my God. I had to cut out a lot because I almost threw up like 2 or 3 times. By the end of it, I had spit going all the way down my arm. I was just full of so much saliva, and I was like choking on it too, and it was a very spitty face fucking session. So yeah, I definitely had to take parts out. I'm like, I don't know if you guys want to hear me like actually just about throw up. I know some people do, and I'm like, should I leave it in? Should I take it out? Because it did get intense. It got very, very intense. But I decided to take it out just because it got so intense that I didn't know if it would be believable, even though it was very real, because it was real life. But sometimes the more realistic something is, the more it seems unbelievable, which is an odd thing to say. And it's that same way with sound effects too. Sometimes I take out sound effects because I think they sound too real, and in a way they don't even sound intentional. It just sounds like, you know, everyday noises. And so sometimes I take stuff out because I'm like, that just sounds too real. Which is such a weird thing to say, because I feel like if there are sound effects, they need to be very deliberate. They need to be, you know, there's a purpose for it. But it's also really fun to do like really natural ambiance. And I actually explored that in this one. I decided to finally use some very real ambience. There's the lawnmower that I have going at the beginning that's loud, and then the door closes and then it gets a lot quieter, but the lawnmower is still in the background. I've never done anything like that before. And my fear was, oh, someone's gonna think, you know, there's a lawnmower outside while I'm recording. Oh, also, I put a plane in there too. You can hear a plane. Stuff like that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to do lots of layers, like planes and lawnmowers and stuff like in the distance. But I'm like, oh, that sounds too real. People are gonna think that I'm just recording under really bad conditions. But I just said, fuck it, and I did it this time. Also, I had a lot of fun with the table when they're fucking up against the table. I have some squeaking in there, and I have the table thumping. I was actually shaking my table and like acting that out, not while I was recording because that would mess up the sound a lot, but when I was doing sound effects, I was actually like up against my table, pushing it, listening to what sound it was making, trying to recreate that. I had a lot of fun with the sound effects for this. I really did. Something I've had a lot of trouble with is the sound of somebody sitting down and somebody standing up. Like, especially if they're wearing shoes, it's always been an issue. But I thought about it some more, and I figured out how to probably make the most realistic sound effect for that, and I tried it out in this. I did a lot of experimentation in this, and I feel like the sound effects in this one are hopefully really top-notch and are the most realistic of ones that I've done so far. Because I do try to make all my stuff as immersive as possible. And I'm saying that, and I'm also telling you in the same audio, there are sound effects I take out that I do because they sound too realistic. But what's funny about that is when I first got into sound design and I was studying it, I had read about sound designers in Hollywood. They stray from realistic as well. Because they're like, okay, you know, you could make this sound realistic, but this is not a pleasant sound. So instead, we use this. And I've been paying so much more attention to sound design while watching TV, watching movies. And that's the main thing I pay attention to now whenever I watch stuff. And it's funny because it kind of ruins stuff for me. Because I'm like, that's the sound they went with? Really? No, that is not realistic. Why is that so loud? It wouldn't be that loud. It would be a lot quieter if it made that noise at all. So now it's all I can pay attention to. Is what sound effects are used and how loud things are comparatively. But that's kind of hard to do with movies and TV shows because the levels are always messed up since they don't use any compression whatsoever in TV shows and movies. But I think they still have total control over how loud a sound effect is. I use closed captioning while I watch stuff because there's so much stuff that I don't hear. Like sound effects. When you watch closed captioning, it says like all the sound effects that are used. A lot of times I do not hear those sound effects at all. Like I think it's just like really quiet ambiance, but I don't hear it a lot of the time. And there are things that are said too that I don't hear. And I don't know if those things are actually said or what. Lots of times it's stuff off in the distance. Or someone whispering, or who knows what. The character's not on screen. And like someone suddenly gets scared. And it says what's being said or whispered in like a scary voice, but I can't hear a thing. And yeah, I don't know if all those effects are in there or not. What I found interesting about that is that they still use a lot of those sound effects, even if you can't really hear them. Like I'm sure if you were listening with headphones, it would be different than if you're just watching your TV. And I'm sure you could hear all those sound effects a lot better with like noise canceling and all that. Like one thing that's super quiet is usually rain. If there's rain in the background, if there's a scene that takes place indoors and there's rain outside, you usually can't hear it. But you know, it tells you, oh, it's raining outside. And I did do one audio where there was a storm outside. But yeah, I guess that's just a very quiet effect because it's outside and it doesn't have to be very noticeable. So I just find it interesting how there's all these ambiance things that don't even really have to be noticeable. They just have to be there. I feel like this is not really a tangent because it still is applicable. I know I've been talking about sound design a lot during these commentaries, but it's just something that I've been noticing all the time now. And I always try to improve my sound effects every single time I make an audio. And there are things that I do in every audio and then I suddenly stop doing them completely because I find something that I like more. Or I decide, you know what? I don't think that was ever a good choice. So I stop doing that altogether. Oh, back to the table sound effects. That took me forever. I completed this audio like hours before I actually like totally completed it. I just kept going back to the table. I'm like, I don't like that. So then I would try something new for the table. I'm like, nope, don't like that either. I went through so many different sound effects. And then what I ended up using, I actually kind of hacked and made myself. There's a lot of stuff I did to it so that it would be more in time with the thrusts, and I had to mess with it a lot. I did a lot of rounds of sound effects for that table. And then it even got to the point where I'm like, you know what? No sound effects for the table. And I'm like, no, I want sound effects there. So yeah, I messed with it so many times until I got it exactly how I wanted it. And that took way too much time. It was pretty much just one sound effect that I spent forever and ever on. And I want you guys to know I do that. So when you hear these sound effects, again, please use headphones. When you hear these sound effects, some of them really took a long time to put together. A lot of thought went into each and every sound effect. Oh, and this script made me laugh. There's the part about, oh, I don't come over that much. Oh, I never noticed I did. I only come over about 5 times a day. Okay, once every day is probably too much. Every day. But then she admits she has a thing for him, so it makes more sense. His instincts were totally right, that's why she was coming over. But I do feel a bit bad for him. He's not getting any work done. You know, he could have nicely said, all right, you need to come over less often. But then she would have been offended like she was. She was hurt when he said that to her. So he wanted to soften the blow and be like, but you know what? Here's a consolation prize. Here's my dick, honey. So at least she gets something out of the arrangement. She gets to be his sub and get that good sex. I think he's a good negotiator.